For the first time, scientists have figured out how to reliably and safely edit the genes of human embryos. This has the potential to one day prevent genetic diseases from Alzheimer's to breast cancer. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein is in the studio to talk more. Hey there, Rob.
Oh, hey, Audie.
So help us understand how you edit an embryo. What does that mean?
Yeah, so as you said, this is the first time that scientists have ever actually deliberately made changes in the DNA inside a human embryo. And what that means is they actually went in and they rewrote the letters in the genetic code in some of the 3 billion letters that make up our entire genetic blueprint. You can kind of think of it as a computer programmer going into your computer to rewrite the code in your word processor to maybe debug it or something like that. And, you know, as you can imagine, this is generating both a lot of excitement and a lot of concerns. And, you know, both scientists and critics of this work are saying this could be kind of a watershed moment in science. And the reason for that is if scientists can edit the DNA in human embryos, they could find ways to cure, you know, infertility, prevent miscarriages and birth defects, and they could maybe someday figure out a way to prevent a long list of some really terrible diseases that, as you mentioned, you know, everything from Huntington's disease to sickle cell anemia, cystic fibrosis, and even maybe some forms of cancer, breast and ovarian cancer. But critics say this opens kind of a Pandora's box of all kinds of scary scenarios of everything, things like, you know, designer babies and genetically modified human beings.
But the key word there is probably someday. This is still the experimental phase, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is a team of scientists, some scientists from California and Oregon in the United States. They teamed up with some scientists from China and South Korea. And the first thing I should make clear is they did not make genetically modified babies or do anything even close to that. All they're trying to do is figure out a way to prevent some of these diseases that plague families. So what they did is they created embryos in their lab using eggs that were donated from women. They fertilized them with sperm from a man who was carrying a genetic defect for a potentially fatal form of a heart problem. And then they use this new genetic editing technique. It's got a funny name. It's called CRISPR. And they injected it into the embryos. And you can kind of think of it as sort of like nanosurgery. They actually spliced out the defective gene from these embryos.
And this isn't the first time researchers have tried something like this, right? Though not in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's right. There were some scientists in China who tried this sort of thing, and it really didn't work very well. They edited the genes kind of, but they didn't do it a lot most of the time and ended up kind of messing up the DNA in other places in the embryo's genetic code. And what these scientists are saying is they hit their target and hit their target almost all the time. In 70% of the cases, they were able to knock out this mutant gene. And they think the key was is that they injected this editing tool just as the egg was being fertilized by the sperm. And the embryo seems to have been able to sort of fix itself and repair the damage. And that's something scientists didn't know embryos could do before. So it opens up all kinds of possibilities.
So what more needs to happen before there is a real-world application?
Yeah, so the scientists acknowledge that they have, you know, years of work to do to, first of all, confirm that they really did this and did it safely and efficiently and to see if it works as well as they think it does. And in this country, they face some really big hurdles. You know, the National Institutes of Health won't fund any kind of research that involves human embryos because that's so controversial. And the Food and Drug Administration has been prohibited by Congress from even considering any experiments like this. But the scientists say they're determined to push forward, and they might, like, do some more work overseas, like in the United Kingdom, for example, where the government is much more willing to approve these kinds of experiments, and there already is related research underway. There are some experiments like this going on in Sweden and, as I mentioned, in China.
So in the meantime, what about their peers? How are people reacting in the community?
Scientists are really excited, but the critics say this is terrible and very dangerous.
That's NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. Thank you.
Sure. Nice to be here.